Well, hello and welcome back to this week's episode of the Cincy Reformed Podcast. Pastor Zach with you here. And we are continuing this week our series in Christian hospitality. We had an initial episode that just kind of introduced the topic as one of great importance to Christians and to the biblical teaching. And then last week we considered God's hospitality toward us within the Old Testament scriptures. And this week we're going to be thinking about some episodes of hospitality extended by people, not by God, but by people within the Old Testament scriptures, both some godly examples and then also some ungodly examples. For after all, if God is hospitable, then to be godly, godlike, is to welcome, to feed, to bless in the similar way that God has done by welcoming us as strangers into his home. So as we begin, I'd like to mention a couple of well-known examples of hospitality from the book of Genesis. And I'm thinking here of Abraham and then that of Lot. In Genesis chapter 18, we see Abraham. And let me just pick up reading in chapter 18, verse 1. And the Lord appeared to Abram by the oaks of Mamre as he sat at the door of his tent in the heat of the day. He lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, three men were standing in front of him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them and bowed himself to the earth and said, O Lord, if I have found favor in your sight, do not pass by your servant. Let a little water be brought and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree while I bring a morsel of bread, that you may refresh yourselves, and after that you may pass on, since you have come to your servant. So they said, Do as you have said. And Abraham went quickly into the tent to Sarah and said, Quick, three seahs of fine flour, knead it and make cakes. And Abraham ran to the herd and took a calf, tender and good, and gave it to a young man who prepared it quickly. Then he took curds and milk and the calf that he had prepared and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree while they ate. And so what we see here is that strangers are approaching Abraham. He treats them with great reverence and respect and welcome, something that would have been common in the ancient world for one who showed hospitality. He took care of them. He made sure that they had food and they had drink. And we see something very similar then with Lot, as the two angels who were with the Lord. I take the Lord here to be a Christophany, a revelation of the pre-incarnate Christ with a sort of temporary manhood. But the Lord stays with Abram, talks with Abram. The two angels go off to Sodom, and then they find Lot there. And then this is what we read there. The two angels came to Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. So that suggests he's probably a ruler. He's sitting in the gate, an elder. When Lot saw them, he rose to meet them and bowed himself with his face to the earth and said, My lords, please turn aside to your servant's house and spend the night and wash your feet. Then you may rise up early and go on your way. They said, No, we will spend the night in the town square. But he pressed them strongly. So they turned aside to him and entered his house, and he made them a feast and baked unleavened bread, and they ate. So Lot, similar to Abram, washed their feet, prepared a feast, welcomed them into his home, and by so doing, we see here an exemplary sort of hospitality, an exemplary sort of righteousness. We see within the Abrahamic lineage a certain godliness that manifests then the hospitality that God shows to his creatures and to his sinful creatures as well. Another place that we could consider and to turn here is to 1 Kings chapter 17. And in 1 Kings 17, we have the prophet Elijah who approaches a widow of Zarephath, and he comes to her during a time of great famine. And that's important here because this famine means that the widow has very little of anything. She has run out of flour. She's running out of oil. And so it's really remarkable then what she does for him. Let me read from 1 Kings 17, verse 8 and following. Then the word of the Lord came to him, that's Elijah, "Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to feed you." So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gates of the city, behold, a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, "Bring me a little water in a vessel that I may drink." And as she was going to bring it, he called to her and said, "Bring me a morsel of bread in your hand." And she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I have nothing baked, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug. And now I'm gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." And Elijah said to her, "Do not fear. Go and do as you have said, but first make me a little cake of it and bring it to me, and afterward make something for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, the jar of flour shall not be spent, and the jug of oil shall not be empty, until the day that the Lord sends rain upon the earth." And she went and did as Elijah said, and she and he and her household ate for many days. The jar of flour was not spent, neither did the jug of oil become empty, according to the word of the Lord that he spoke by Elijah. Now, within this text, again from 1 Kings 17, we see that this widow trusted the word of God. For after all, Elijah is the prophet, and he would have been dressed as a prophet. And he spoke to her God's word and said that the Lord, the God of Israel, was promising her that that flour and oil would never be finished until the famine came to an end. And in fact, it did not run out. But what's notable here is that she trusted his word. She trusted God's word. And she was then willing then, because she trusted in God's word, she made him cakes first, using the flour and the oil that was all left. And indeed, because God promised it, the flour and the oil did not run out. And Elijah brought life then to her home rather than the impending death. And he even then later raised her son from the dead. This episode in 1 Kings 17 with that widow of Zarephath is then, you could say, a recapitulation of it with not Elijah, but then Elisha. With the Shunammite woman. He was welcomed into her home. A room was prepared for him, a bedroom and food, and that she cared for him because he was a prophet of the Lord. And because of the hospitality, literally making a room for a stranger that she did, that she found life as well. Her womb had been dead, and from her womb came forth a son. And Elisha, just like Elijah before him, he brought that woman's son back to life after he had died. And so a few things I'd like to note here from Abraham, Lot, Elijah, Elisha, and the women that cared for those two men. We should see there are some exemplary examples of hospitality, of this godliness, acting like God, welcoming into their homes. But what we should see with these is that they welcomed these strangers, and as they welcomed the strangers, they, you could say, welcomed Christ into their homes. The hosts were not entirely aware of this great mystery. They were not entirely aware of whom they were entertaining. They had an idea, but as we read in Hebrews, "Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares." We recognize that although they were not fully aware of what they were doing, they were really welcoming Christ into their homes and the messengers of Christ into their homes. We see this with Lot, who welcomed the two angels. We see this with Abram, who welcomed the Lord, this Christophany, plus the two angels into his tent. We see that with those two women who welcomed Elijah and Elisha. These indeed were types of Christ. These were figures of Christ, our great prophet, our chief prophet and teacher. And they were welcomed, they welcomed him thereby into their homes. And because Christ was there, life was there within those homes. Abram found life. Life was represented by Sarah having a child in her womb. Recall that promise being made to her. Life was found in the house of Lot. Although Sodom and Gomorrah would be destroyed by fire and brimstone, hospitable Lot and his daughters then found life as they were ushered out of the city and brought then to safety. Life was found in the home of the Shunammite woman and the widow of Zarephath. Again, because Christ was welcomed there, a life was found in those places. So we should recognize within this episode that these examples of godly hospitality, these are given to us to see that hospitality is a life-giving practice. It is one that is associated with both temporal life and also spiritual and eternal life, because as we undertake this practice, we have in a sort of mystery. We feed, we receive, and we welcome the Lord Jesus Christ into our homes, even as God in Christ has welcomed us into his home. Well, I hope that this has been, another helpful and thought-provoking episode for you in with respect to Christian hospitality. Next week, we're going to think about a couple of ungodly examples of hospitality within the Old Testament scriptures to kind of balance out the story of hospitality we've considered thus far. So until next week, this is Pastor Zach here with you for the Cincy Reformed Podcast. Hope you join us again and check out our other episodes on the Cincy Reformed Podcast, cincyreformed.org. Thanks and have a great week. Bye-bye.